Sheriff Richard Young says a shortage of more than $1,000 in a jail deposit was discovered about 2 weeks ago. Young says he asked employees to provide statements to investigators about what they observed to learn what could have happened to the money. So far, the unionized employees have refused to do so, at least until all eight can contact attorneys. Young says he's at a loss as to why they won't cooperate in the investigation. He calls it unbelievable.
I know that I would have been first in line to help try and root out any criminal wrongdoing in my profession, but I just can't answer that.
Young says deposits of prisoner money and bonds are made weekly. He says they're governed by specific procedures. He says not all of the employees followed procedure.
Obviously not all of our employees were working during the time that it appears it took place, so we're not asking them to do anything. Only those that have been identified as working or having an opportunity to maybe be a witness or see something out of the ordinary.
One part-time and two probationary employees have been discharged in part for not following procedure. A grievance has been filed by the union. Efforts to reach the union were unsuccessful. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.